We appreciate everybody's cleanliness, and thank you so much. Like I said, big zechus to have Rabbi Fisher here. When I began learning, I always had the following in my mind, and that was, Misha nehena talmud chacham minachasim kiilu makriv hikriv bikurim. So tonight, I'll translate that. So someone who gives hana to a talmud chacham from his own belongings is as if he brought the bikurim, which is something that we don't have nowadays. It's something I'm learning about right now, but it's something we don't have in our days. So it's like we're bringing the bikurim right now. So without further ado, welcome Rabbi Fisher. Again, thank you. On his way in, I said it's not yet a chazaka, but we look forward to it becoming one. So we appreciate that you're here, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Zahara, I love you, Game of Year.
Venashua, Venashua.
Before we begin, and the beginning is Sachlibi Besorasecha, Sachlibi Besorasecha, that the intro to all that we desire in the Torah HaKadosha, as the Ragachover says, when you daven, you're talking to Hashem. When we learn Torah, we're listening to Hashem. Hashem is talking to us. And when you talk to someone, the most beautiful way to talk to somebody, and the easiest way to talk to someone is when their heart is open. It's not about listening. We don't listen with our ears. We listen with our heart. And Sachlibi Besorasecha, this is a house. This is a home. These are people, tzaddikim, yidden, who their home extends to open their hearts for everybody else, for somebody else, to listen to somebody else. As I think it was last year, when it was Min HaShemayim, around that stage, I think it was when I was here last year, not Dafka here, but when I was in America last year, is it that you're a listener, or you just have trouble talking? Some people are not such big listeners, they just don't know how to talk. And to listen is an art. It's an art, it's a matana from Hashem. Hashem listens not with his ears, Hashem listens with his heart. Like I also said, this was also matana from last year, I think, that are you a talker, you just don't know how to listen. You have what to say, or you just don't know how to listen. This family, Rabbi Yosef and his wife and entire family, it's not as Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu was picked for the Jewish people. It says, Nasan Libay, Eina V'Libay. His heart, it hurt his heart when a Yid was being hurt. Sachlibi B'Sarasecha, my tefillah for all of us tonight, this evening, it goes by so, so fast. It goes by so fast. That's why it's nice. It's good to sing a little bit, to slow down. I saw Matis. Where's Matis? Matis Weinstein.
Yeah.
Matis. Slow down, Matis. I don't know if we'll get a slow down. Just slow down. All of us. Matis has a beautiful song, Slow Down. Great to be sitting with the Chevra, Bensi, Avram, Yehuda, all of us here, Mamish.
Someone said, Muncie. I said, I don't know Muncie. I'm in Moshav Matisyo. I'm in Eretz Yisrael. We're all in Eretz Yisrael. We're all in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yosef, you, the first time I met Rabbi Yosef, even though it was Mexico, he didn't say that part. Good times. Mexico, Rabbi Yosef was running around, as he continues to run around with his family, with a heart. Ani Yeshena V'Libi Er. Oh, you're getting me crying before I'm even beginning over here. Ani Yeshena V'Libi Er. A heart, as the Rebbe says, as the Kotzk Rebbe says, Avraham Mordechai. There's nothing more whole than a broken heart. Nothing more whole than a broken heart. When a Yid has a broken heart, it's the most beautiful thing. It hurts. It's the most beautiful thing. You know why it's beautiful? Because it brings us all together. It brings the Jewish people together. So we'll start off with Avinu. Avinu Avirachman. Psach Libi, we should be Zoich Let's Daven together, all of us, in our hearts. You don't have to say the words. It's not about the words. Rachmana liba boy. Hashem wants. He doesn't want our lip service. He wants our heart. He wants our heart together as we begin the shir, as we begin sharing together and just learning together. Open our hearts. Open our hearts to the Torah so we can hear Hashem, so we can listen to Hashem. Rabbi Yosef, you and your family should continue. Should continue at Bias Koyel Tzedek. B'schus Bobby Zubnik.
Bobby.
I was zoicher to speak to Yosef's mother and to Mrs. Zupnik's mother, Mrs. Friedman, who I know go way, way back, the Mishpacha. Schus of the mothers, the mothers, the our mothers, all of our mothers, our fathers, our parents. We should be zocha to continue. We'll be zocha to be to just transport this somehow to Eretz Yisrael. I mean, Rabbi Yosef, I see Rabbi Yosef a lot. Eretz Yisrael is an Eretz Yisrael dekiyid. The home is a big Kenai Nahara. It says Eretz Tzvi. It says there'll be room for all of this also. The Moshav, I mean, it's the Moshav, it'll fit, we'll fit it somewhere. I don't know if you want to be on the Moshav. Moshav's.
Maybe the Nusav.
What? With the pool, I like the pool. I like the pool. I like the pool. I like everything. Because you know why? Because it's not Chitzoni, it's Pnimi. We should be Zoicha, all of us together, to be Mechazik.
Amen.
Avinu. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Yosef.
Thank you.
Love you, love you. Elia. Elia. I do one more key higher. I would go one more higher.
So pure, so precious, the shamus of the day. Searching for meaning, searching for something, some sort of feeling, 'cause I'm feeling blue. No, I'm not happy. Started digging. sight. Oh, I don't know what I was looking for, but I needed a cure for.
I'm into that.
In my whole life, turned upside down.
Rebbe, you're the best recruiter of talent. It's nuts. Nine-tenths of your yeshiva. It's nuts.
Okay, so you.
It was you that I needed. It was you that I found.
I'm hosting my
came
brother
to the way you was. Oh, I'm back to the feeling of loss. Oh, back to never enough. Oh, I found me.
That's what it's all about.
And I'm never going back.
The later it goes, the better. It doesn't even matter.
It wasn't easy.
Somehow his grace. I'm like, thank you. When I was doing all my thank yous and doing the speech, I was the father.
Oh, it wasn't easy. The choices I had to make. Oh, but I follow my heart, and I've made my mistakes. To say that it's over, that all good things break, I refuse to believe it. I refuse to stop. Turned upside down. For the moment you came around, it was you that I needed. It was you that I found. Oh, I can't go back to the way you were. Go back to the feeling of loss. Go back to never enough. But I found meaning, and I'm never going back. I'm never going back.
Yeah. Yeah. Well done.
And see, that was beautiful.
Amatis. Beautiful.
I've been waiting for this all year. Since we did it last.
You ever got your glasses broken off your face?
I ain't got no glasses.
I don't either anymore.
The last time I got was so hard I forgot about it. My brother had to remind me. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, happy that you were 17. So hard I thought your head always came off. I told my mom that I was going to fuck with them. I was really mad. Speaking of that,
I can't talk to him. I'm by a thingy with the Rosh, but I turned off my sound. My parents are by the Indian Ocean.
It's like his uncle.
Crazy, right?
Have fun.
It's like his uncle a little bit?
I can't hear you. I lowered the sound.
Get that hug in again. I missed that hug.
Have fun, guys.
I'll take it off.
Shabbos.
was just as genuine as the first one.
No
one
in father.
We shack back.
Thank you.
Great to see you.
Oh, you made it out.
Okay, last one. This is the last one. Then we're going. Let's do it. You guys doing?
What are we doing?
Yeah, you. You.
Yeah?
Should I? Go.
Rabbi, should.
No, you should go. You should go.
Come on. Should.
Should.
Do
it. Should.
Ready. You should.
Do it.
Whichever one you want.
Should.
Good. Bro.
Everyone's just so comfortable dropping that. So you're sure.
Ani Mamin or you're
saying?
You want Ani Mamin? So you'll do Ani Mamin, and then we'll do it, and then we'll do your, then you'll do your the other side, okay? How about Kodesh Baruch Hu? How about Kodesh Baruch Hu? Hi. Okay. Start off high.
Okay, no problem.
I'm sitting here alone.
ground.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Hi.
It's extra difficult to speak now, as we were saying, Pesach Libi B'Sarasecha. Pesach Libi B'Sarasecha. As Reb Simcha Bunim says, the Heiliger Reb Simcha Bunim, Haboicher B'Shirei Zimra. Hi. So beautiful to be together. Hashem loves everyone. Hashem loves Klal Yisrael. Hashem Ohev es Amo Yisrael. Hashem loves us. When we sit together, and that which we don't express, that which we can't express, how could we tell our child that we how much we love them? How could we tell our spouse how much we love them, our parents? Hashem. And when we sing together, there's a stronger achdus, because it's what we don't express. Haboicher. Reb Simcha Bunim says, Hashem chooses the shirayim of the zimra, that which is left over, that which I didn't express. Sometimes you could have a Shmon Esrei. Sometimes I can have a Shmon Esrei. And you step back. And I don't want to step back, because I want to express more. And that which I said, I wanted to say more, and I couldn't say it, and I want to say it, and I don't know if I said it, and I don't know how to express it. Hashem is Yodea Talumais. Hashem knows deep what's in our heart. Ritzaynenu, Lavoy Desmalkenu. Each and every one of us, each and every one of us just want to be close to Hashem. I can't do this without you. We're in this together. Don't leave me on my own. I can't do this without you. Hashem is talking to us just like we're talking to Him. Hashem says, I can't do this without you. I need you. I need you. Hashem needs each and every one of us exactly the way we are. Exactly the way I am, with all my shortcomings. Every Jew, every Yid, each and every one of us, we're sitting here tonight, and as Matis was singing and all the beautiful songs that all of you are singing, I'm just pointing out the slow down, because I know the next thing I'll look at the clock, the next thing I know it's over. and we go back to our quote-unquote busy lives, going back, I don't want to go back. I want to stay here. I want to stay here together with everyone singing Tzama Lecha Nafshi, singing Ki Lashem HaMelucho Moshel Bagoyim, the clarity that we get by doing one thing, and that's sitting together, strengthening each other, Ish Esreyeu Yazoiru Ulachiv Yomer Chazak, to be Mechazik your friend, to be Mechazik one each other, one another, to be Mechazik yourself, for each and every one of us to be Mechazik ourselves, to look in the mirror, to look within yourself. I was Zoicha the other night that it fell in my head. Don't believe yourself. Believe in yourself. Stop believing the thoughts about yourself and believe in yourself. As the Kleuzenberger Rebbe yesterday was the Kleuzenberger Rebbe's Yartzeit, Chusa Yogin Aleinu, Yekusiel Yehuda Harava Goin, Rabbi Yekusiel Yehuda Ben Tzvi, Reb Tzvi. And I said over last night, it hit me last night, that the Rebbe said, it was known he lost 11 children, Hashem Yerachim, and his wife in the Holocaust. And someone asked his wife, how did he come to America and build America? He built Yiddishkeit in America. He went to Eretz Yisrael. He built Yiddishkeit in Eretz Yisrael. How does somebody do that? And the Rebbe said, the Rebbetzin said that the Rebbe said, did you ever love someone so much that they can do no wrong? Did you ever love someone so much that they could do no wrong? That's how the Rebbe lived with Hashem. And it hit me last night, and I'm being Moisef from Yosef, b'schus you and your wife and your family, Michal, all of the children, your whole family, Bobby Zupnik. You ever love Hashem so much he could do no wrong? Hashem loves us so much, we can do no wrong. Hashem loves us so much. I can't do this without you. We're in this together. The Yetzirah wants to push us down. The Yetzirah wants to destroy the beautiful feeling of connection to Hashem. That's all the Yetzirah wants, us to be disconnected from ourselves. You ever love yourself so much that you could do no wrong? Nobody does anything wrong because they love themselves. People get nervous and they say, oh, but if I love myself so much, that was good, that's good. They say, you can never love, some people get nervous, oh, but if I start loving myself so much, then I'm going to sleep all day. I'm not going to do anything all day. Don't believe yourself. Believe in yourself. It's not true. The more you love yourself, the more motivated you'll be. The more motivated you'll be. The more we realize Hashem loves me. Hashem loves you. Hashem loves each and every one of us. Hein Am, this week's parsha. Hein Am Levadad Yishkain. The Jewish people are alone. We're alone. But we're so not lonely. Sometimes we feel lonely. But we have each other. We have each other. We have each other to lean on. We have each other to be with us together, to be mechazik us, to be mechazik me, ana, ana, ana. Avda de Kutcha Brichu. Ano, ano, ano. Am Levadad Yishkain. The Jewish people are alone, but we have each other. We have each other, the world. The world. The whole entire world. Mi'itein tar mitame le'echad. Klal Yisrael amongst the nations. Olam Haba from Olam Hazeh. How do we survive? How do we make it through our days? How do we make it through our challenges? We make it because we have each other. Because we have each other to lean on. We have the Ana, Ana, Ana. I have myself. That Hashem created me. Hashem created you. Kishem she'in partzufeim doy mezulazu. Kach ein deyoseim doy mezulazu. Hashem created you with your parents, with your family, with your challenges, exactly the way you're supposed to be. Each and every one of us. Hashem needs us. Hashem needs Klal Yisrael. Kavyachol, whatever that means, Hashem is perfect. But we're His children. Mi ka'amcha Yisrael. And the curse is what? They couldn't even curse us. Am, levadad yishkain. Hein, am. They say the letters, the Medrash says the letters hein. Hey and nun don't have a partner. Aleph has tes. Beis has ches. Gimel has Zion, Dalet has Vav, but Hey is alone. And with Nun it's the same thing, Nun is alone. Hein, Am, Levadad Yishkain. And when you feel lonely, Ana, 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 Avada de Kutcha Brichu, when we feel lonely and we feel far, we're so close. When I feel alone, levad, as the Biana Rebbe told me, said to me, levad is Rashi Tevis l'shmarcha b'chol drachecha. Hashem is holding your hand. Hashem is with you. Hashem is with us. And when I have the ana, 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 it's not gaiva. It's not gaiva. It's the most beautiful thing in the world when you realize that you matter. Everyone talks about people seeing you and hearing you and validating you. We all need that from each other. Can I do that to myself? Of course, we need people to be machazik us. We need our parents. We need our family. We need our spouse. We need our chaverim. Im ein ani li mi li. But I need to be there for me. I need to realize that Hashem is with me. Hashem is with me through thick and thin. Hein, am, levadad yishkain. We're all a microcosm of Klal Yisrael. We're sitting here in Muncie, New York. We're sitting here in a backyard. But we're in yeshiva. We're in Yerushalayim. Because we have each other. Because we lean on each other. Kol mi sheyesh b'ideya kilu nivne beis hamikdash b'yamav. You can have a geula in your life. As it says, roi l'chol yari shamayim. To be meitzar on the churban beis hamikdash, where Erev Shavasar B'tama is next week, just like last year. Mamash Erev, the 3 weeks. Roy l'chol yari shamayim. And they asked the question, what do you mean? Anyone who has yari shamayim has to mourn the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say I don't have yari shamayim. Why does it say roy l'chol yari shamayim to mourn the Beis HaMikdash? The tzaddikim tell us, then you have to mourn on yourself. Al hechali hefke. Am I believing enough in myself? Do I believe enough that I can be great? Not as a cute slogan, Do I believe I could have a great marriage? Do I believe that I could be happy, that I could be connected to Hashem? Do I believe in myself? One of the tzaddikim, one of the holy tzaddikim writes, those who know this will know exactly where this is from. I saw a pshat that Echad, Hein Am Levadad Yishkoin is like Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was so alone. Avram Avinu created Klal Yisrael. He was so alone. It stinks to be alone. It stinks to feel lonely. Everybody has loneliness to them. We're born alone, we die alone. But we're part of something so great. Avram was Yechidi. Listen to this, Pshat. Listen to this. It's incredible. Zuck, one of the tzaddikim. Echad haya Avram. Avram haya Eved Hashem. Rak hayadesh haya Echad. This is a tefillah for all of us. A tefillah for me, for you, for every yid, wherever they are. They're yidden in hospitals. They're yidden little kids. I spoke a little bit before about a little girl who told me in second grade, third grade, how was your year? Someone who I know. And her mother said, tell him. Tell him how your year was. It ended off well. She said she had a tough year, a third grader, a second grader. She was bullied. I'm not makabel. But it hurt. It hurt to hear that a bully, you're a bully, chas v'shalom. The loneliness. The loneliness. Who hasn't been bullied? The bully's been bullied. That's why he bullies. That's why she bullies. Adults can bully. Echad haya Avraham. Let's have in mind. Let's have in mind. Every yid, wherever they are. Little children. Little children who don't feel safe at home. The chayal, who's wherever he is. The soldier. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael. Let's daven for them that this tzaddik, Rav Nachman, in Likutei Maran brings. Let's daven for each and every yid that my words, that our words together can be mechazik every Jew, Avram Avinu, Hein Am Levadat Yishkoin, that you're not alone. You're strong. Echad haya Avram, she'Avram Eved Hashem, rak al yedei shoya echad she'choshav, listen to this, she'choshav bedaito shehu rak yechidi ba'olam, b'shvili nivra ha'olam. It doesn't matter what other people are doing. Don't follow the crowd. The crowd is lost. Dead fish go with the flow. Echad haya Avram. So what that people sit in traffic and honk their horns? I'm not going to honk my horn. I'm going to say good morning. I'm going to smile. I'm going to lift up another Jew. Lift up the people around me. Echad haya Avram. Listen to what the tzaddik says. V'chein kol haroitze lichnois ba'avoydes Hashem. I efshel elikanes kim ha'idei b'china shiyachshev she'ein ba'oylam kim hu levada yachid ba'oylam. The two most important times, right? It's already a song. When we were born. And when we know why we were born. And when you're younger. When you're younger, it's hard to find your purpose. When you're very young, it's hard to know why I'm here. But Hashem believes in you. We believe in you. Every yid, we believe in each other. We're there for each other. The tzaddik says the way to start your avodas Hashem is to realize lo yistakel al shum adam hamaynoi. And listen to what he says. Listen to what he says. He says kigoin aviv v'imoi chosnoi Ishtoi, Bunov, nobody. You know what's ironic? It's ironic that people think to have a good relationship with other people, you have to be a nobody. It's the exact opposite. To have a relationship, as you've heard from me, and I've said this not enough, and I don't say it enough, the love we give to someone else is the love that we have for ourselves. V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. If I hate him or her, I hate myself. The tzaddikim tell us to be alone has a strength to it. Relationships, interdependence, to have a relationship where I am I and you are you. And we strengthen each other. And I'm there for you and you're there for me. You can lean on me and I can lean on you. And to be strong and to be focused. And it's lonely sometimes. It's very lonely sometimes. When it's not popular. When it's not popular to be in a crowd and people, chas v'shalom, sometimes they just don't know the halacha and they're talking lashon hara. Yes, it's difficult to say and to walk away from the crowd. It's difficult. It's difficult to be the person who says, I'm sorry. It's difficult to be the one who picks up the tissue. I had this the other day, I'm just sharing, not from anything that I do, but I loved it. I was in a place. I'm not going to get into the details. I was in a place, and someone was walking with a coffee. I didn't know who it was, and they were walking with a coffee in the Beis Medrash, and the coffee spilled. I doubt that they saw it because they for sure would have wiped it up. And he walked to the side, and I was waiting. I said, "Okay, he's going to go clean it up." And he didn't clean it up. And I said, I'm going to clean it up. And I took a tissue. I took some tissues from the table. And I bent down on the ground. And I said, it's a schus to clean up his mess. It's an honor. It's an honor to let someone go in front of you. It's an honor to say, please, you go first. It's an honor to apologize to your children. Could you imagine how sweet it is to apologize to your child? It's the most beautiful feeling in the world to apologize to your spouse. To apologize to Hashem. And to say, I love you, Hashem, and I just want to do what's good. To apologize to somebody else. You know how sweet it is. You know how sweet it is to be nice to someone in the supermarket. You know how sweet it is to slow down. To slow down and to look around. To slow down and to look around. And to say, thank you, Hashem. Thank you that I'm alive. Thank you that I have my own das. And I have my struggles. Who doesn't have struggles? If you don't struggle, you're dead. Who doesn't struggle? Who doesn't have days where they have tough days? Who doesn't have years that don't have tough years? The Ramchal says that peer pressure, looking to the right, looking to the left, it's so ironic. You know what's so ironic? The tzaddikim who invest in themselves and are connected to themselves are the ones who care so much about the person next to them. It's the exact irony. It's so ironic. It's so ironic. I don't even know if that's the word. It's so deep how the person who doesn't care what anybody thinks is the person who cares about the person next to him or her in the deepest way possible. Avram Avinu is the chesed. He's the Baal Chesed. Avram Avinu is the biggest Baal Chesed. He's doing for everyone. Why? Because he's focused on himself. And he has a mission. Just like the Jewish people, we have a mission. And our mission is Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. Our mission is Kvoid Shamayim. Our mission is to be nice. Our mission is to be shining. Our mission is to be a light unto all the other nations, the world, and it's scary to think about it. But you know what? It's also very encouraging to think about it. It's encouraging. Everyone wants to know this deal. Someone was telling me today, the Iran, it's a good deal for Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, blah 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 blah. All that, the news, and I'm just sharing. My mom is sharing. I'm sharing with everyone. I'm sharing what's in my heart. I think it's in my heart. Klal Yisrael is a miracle. Klal Yisrael is a miracle. You're a miracle. This whole gathering is a miracle. The news this, the news that, what's going to be. But this is the first time. It's not the first time. You know what's going to be? We're going to be closer. That's what's going to be. We're going to not speak Lashon Hara stronger. That's what's going to be. We're going to learn more Torah. That's what's going to be. We're going to daven harder. That's what's going to be. We're going to stick together. That's what's going to be. We're going to sing more. We're going to sing more. I was zeicher the other night. There was some chevra who came over to me. And they listened to the shiurim and they're involved. And I said, what do we got to do this mamash? I said, what do we got to do more? We got to sing more. And we just got to do more and more of everything that we're doing. More and more. I did wrong. I didn't do wrong. I did an aveira. That's how the Yitzhahara talks. Strength, power, success. You want to have a great marriage? You're going to have a great marriage. You want to give a lot of tzedakah? You'll give a lot of tzedakah. You want to heal? You can heal. Everybody can heal. I promise you. You can heal. You can heal. You can have everything. You can have everything that you want. Yesh li kol. Ma toivu olecha Yaakov. Mishkanesecha Yisrael. On the outside, we're simple people. Ma toivu olecha. The outside is Yaakov, Yishtam. Mishkanesecha, dissect somebody and look what's in his heart, what's in her heart. Yisrael. How do we do it? I think the answer is we're doing it. I think we're all doing it. Who hasn't struggled? Who hasn't been to yeshiva, to seminary? Notebooks, digging in, therapists, trying to understand themselves. Nach besad rachinu v'nach koira v'nashuv eilecha. Hashivenu Hashem eilecha v'nashuva. Hashem, we need you more. We need you to bring us closer to you. We need you to help us be closer to each other. They say, Balak, I cannot say this pshat. The Abderav says, Balak is Rosh HaTevis, v'hafta l'reacha kamoicha. So anyone who could spell knows that v'hafta l'reacha kamoicha, the only thing you got in there is the Lamed. The Abderav says, I think in every parsha you could find v'hafta l'reacha kamoicha. So he says, in Balak you find it from the Beis and the Kuf, v'hafta l'reacha kamoicha. But the Beis is really a Vav, it should be a Vav, and the Kuf is supposed to be a Chav. So how is it V'ahavta l'reicha kamecha? Exactly. Exactly. When you see in somebody else, when we see in our friend, and we look at it differently, I don't want to see negative in anybody. We don't want to see negative in anybody. Nobody wants to see negative in anybody. Including ourselves. I don't even want to say including ourselves. Starting from myself. Starting with each and every one of us. Starting with myself. Hashem should help us all. We should all be zoicha. Avram Avinu, Sarah Imenu. We're on a very, very, very strong mission. We're on a very, very strong mission. Everybody here is on a mission. In 2026, Tav Shin Pei Vav, Mamish Tamuz and Av, Tamuz they say is Zmani Tshuva Mimash Mishin Ubayim. We're getting older, each and every one of us, stronger, stronger. I can't tell you the chizik I get. I could just say, it's his house, so I could say it. To watch a Michal Zupnik in yeshiva. What are we doing at 18 years old, 19 years old, 20 years old? What are you doing? Why are we here? We're here for one reason. We're on a mission. Just like Avram Avinu. Just like every Jew. And the mission has nothing to do with what other people think your mission is. Your mission is very, very, very personal. It's very, very personal. It's very, very personal. Very, very personal. Nobody could tell you what's in your heart. Nobody knows what's in your heart. Sometimes we don't even know what's in our heart. I'm going to end off with a story that's a fresh story. Some of us spoke about it already in yeshiva, but I'm going to say it again. I said it last night. I don't know if the shir went out already, but even if it did, it's worth it to chazer over. This is a story I just heard, and I'm going to end off with this. From the Klezmerger Rebbe, Zchusa Yagen Eleinu. You got to hear this story, the most incredible story that I've read in a long time. Me and my wife, we read it together a few weeks ago, Friday night. My wife was crying. I was crying. You got to hear this story. It was after the war. The Rebbe lost 11 children and his wife, and the Olam was together afterwards, and he had a pair of tzitzis. The Rebbe had a pair of tzitzis. And they made a lottery because everybody around said, I want to have the tzitzis. They only had the strings. And everybody around says, I want to wear the tzitzis. Could you imagine? After they lost their wives and children and family, they want the tzitzis. It's incredible. And the Rebbe says, I got to make a lottery because everybody so badly wanted the tzitzis. And there was a Yid who jumped in the middle. He jumped in the middle and he ripped his shirt. He ripped his shirt that he had now dalid kanfis, and he had to have the tzitzis because he's wearing four corners. You don't have to wear tzitzis if you don't have four corners. And he ripped his shirt and he said, Rebbe, I need the tzitzis on my clothing now. Now if it were me, I would have said, you got issues, you know what I mean? What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you ripping your clothes? Wait in line, be mavater. That's not what the Rebbe said. The Rebbe whispered in his ears. It's a true story. The Rebbe whispered in his ears. And he said, deep down, If what you're doing is lishma, and you really deep down want your tzitzis, and you want the tzitzis, you're going to win the lottery and you're going to get the tzitzis. And this person won the lottery and he won the tzitzis and he got the tzitzis. Why do I love the story so much? For two reasons. There are many reasons to learn about this story. You never know what's in somebody's heart. It looks like the guy is ripping his, I want to be first, I want to be number one. But deep down, this person just wanted to connect Hashem and to do a mitzvah. And it doesn't always work out that way. We don't always win the lottery. We don't always get what we want. But when you're on your mission and you strengthen yourself, Ana, It's not gaiva. Gaiva is when you feel not good about yourself and you have to be so loud to other people. That's the midah of gaiva, when I have to make so much noise to everybody else because I make no noise to myself. I have to be heard by everybody else because I don't listen to myself. I need everybody to listen to me because I don't listen to myself. But when we learn to listen to ourselves, and we learn to trust ourselves, and we learn to believe in ourselves, not to believe everything we think, but to believe in myself. And together, look at this. We're going to wrap up. I can't, Rabbi Yosef, it's hard. We're going to sing. We got to sing. Anyone who's going to stay will stay. We're sitting here in Zmanei Tshuva Memash Mishnu Baim. How many people traveled? It's Thursday night. We're sitting here outside for one reason and one reason only. Because you're on a mission. You are on a mission. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. Doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter how many times you failed. Doesn't matter how many struggles you have. We all struggle. Look in the mirror. Look in yourself. Look in myself. Animamin ben Munah Shleima Avram. You know I love that song? Someone said, oh, Chananya, I was looking for you. Chananya, Kolosh, Chananya. Yeah. Shavuos. We're still holding my Shavuos, everybody. Hashem should help us all. Hashem, give us strength. Give us strength to be honest with ourselves. Give us strength to not be in denial. Give us strength to renew ourselves. Give us strength to believe in ourselves and each other. To build houses, those who need shidduchim. Bring them love, give them love. Give them love. Have them love and let them receive love. I'm telling you, it can happen. Heinam levadad yishkain. The Jewish people are a miracle. Miracles happen. This night is a miracle. I want to tell you, this night is a miracle. This night is a miracle. Machal. All the guys in yeshiva over here, everyone who came tonight, and I mean it. Me sitting here, I just want to share. Me sitting here, telling you. To sit here. I grew up as a regular 80s boy, 70s, 80s. I'm serious. Binyamin, where's Binyamin's here? Binyamin knew me. How long do we go back?
20
20 years.
20 years. Don't believe yourself. Believe in yourself. I'm sorry to talk like this now. I'm sorry, but I have to. I don't have to. I want to. Please just slow down when I say this. I spoke about this a few times already. Just let it flow for a second. Don't just listen for a second. The fact that there's a person on planet Earth who became a trillionaire, I spoke about this in Yeshiva, is such a chizik. You know why it's a chizik? Oh, but he's this, but he's that. Don't say, look within yourself. What's that thank you Hashem boy song? To be a billion, I want to be a billionaire, a million, whatever. I love that song. You got to look at yourself. We have to all look at ourselves. The Yetzer Hara wants you to look at yourself ugly. Shchoiran even nava. We're so beautiful. We're so powerful. Echad haya Avram. Mi yitein tar, mi tamei loy echad. Look at all of you. Look at your struggles. Look where you are. Look where we are. Rabbi Yosef. We all have a story. Okay, now it's really hard for me because I'm going to end and I'm going to be sad. I'm just telling everybody, I'm going to be sad. Even though you're not supposed to be sad, but I'm sad that we're ending a moment in time. What do we do? Tell me what we do. I don't know. What do we do? We continue. Elia, what do we do? I won't let go. I know he's saying that. We're going to sing Elia's song, I Won't Let Go. I won't let go. We're not going to let go. Hashem. 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 V'asu li migdash v'shachanti b'seicham. I look forward to take... Rabbi Yosef, we're going to do this in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to bring the trees also. I think they come also. And the lights. And all of us, we're going to dance separately together. We're going to dance mamish together. I mean that. I mamish mean that. To dance, could you imagine the dancing? I'm telling you what's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. We're mamish at the end. We're mamish at the end. We're mamish at the very, very... We're mamish at the end, everybody. We're mamish at the end. Your suffering, your loneliness is hein am levadad yishkain. The darker it's been for you, the sweeter it's going to be. The harder it's been for you, the sweeter it's going to be. It's going to be so sweet, and we're not going to let go to each other. We're not going to let go. I said on Elia's song, I won't let go. It's Hashem telling us He's not going to let go. I won't let go. He's not going to let go. And we're not going to let go. And we're going to continue until the Geula Shlema. B'mehera. B'yameinu. Amen. Thank you everyone for listening, for being here.
Oh, yes. Yes.